This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
Hello, listener. Thank you for tuning into this podcast where I bring to your ears inspiring conversations with some of the best artists, singers, composers, lyricists. Every week I talk to a musical genius to find out their creative discipline. I am Eva Bhatt, and you are listening to 9XM Soundcast from India's leading music channel, 9XM. Do subscribe to this podcast on Epilogue Media, your one stop for engaging and entertaining podcasts. और ये साल भी कहाँ निकल गया पता ही नहीं चला. But 2021 was special in the sense it was the year after the world, all of us, together fought something that we faced together in 2020. The pandemic hit us hard and is still continuing to, but in 2021, the vaccines happened and life resumed. Things have definitely got back to normal as compared to what it was during the strict lockdown period. We all deserve a big pat on our back for surviving, fighting, and keeping up that spirit. And dear listener, this episode is an opportunity for me to express my gratitude towards you for being there in the most literal sense, for supporting, for listening, for loving this podcast. I will be sharing some milestone episodes, some memorable moments, and excerpts from my conversations with artists throughout this year. In 2021, we at 9XM continued to entertain our TV viewers, and through this podcast, we were able to bring out some of the best talent from the music industry. Just like 2020, we continued to connect with artists remotely, and what we got was some rich, real, and relaxed conversations straight from the comfort of their homes. Talking to the stalwarts like Hariharanji was like a dream come true. The entire experience was goosebumps, and if you haven't heard it yet, please do. Here's a small excerpt.
Learn the art, learn your singing, learn your music, so you have confidence in what you do. You know exactly what you're doing. And once you know what you are doing, you'll be able to present it in different ways. It just doesn't happen like that. You know exactly what you're doing. That is number one. That gives you confidence. That is a base. Uske baad, listen to the heart and go into composing music. And there somewhere, because you have the science and the grammar in you, the mind will tell, this is right. This is right. Don't do this. There's all happening in the subconscious. Don't try to do anything conscious. Just flow. Flow with the words. Flow with the tune. Then the heart speaks. The heart and the headline has to be one. Without any effort, it has to become a second nature to you. This will help you in art, and this will help you in life also.
Life. 90s legend Jatin Pandit connected with us from his US home and open-heartedly shared some of the most special experiences and some inspiring lessons.
देखिए ऐसा हुआ था कि जब हम काम कर रहे थे, हमसे मतलब मैं, ललित, मेरे साथ जो लिरिक्स राइटर थे, जो अरेंजर थे, जो म्यूजिशियन थे, गाने से जुड़े सब लोग, और वो सिंगर भी सारे,
बिल्कुल,
हम लोग आ रहे थे उस दौर को सुनते हुए जिस दौर ने बहुत ही अच्छा काम किया था.
बिल्कुल सही कहा.
अब इतनी बड़ी इंस्पिरेशन थी हमारे पास. अब सिंगर्स लोगों का जो डिराइव हुए, वो किशोर कुमार से हुए, लता मंगेशकर से हुए, रफी साहब को सुनने वाले हुए, ये उनका चैलेंज था. हम जो उतर रहे थे वो आरडी बर्मन थे हमारे सामने. हमारे सामने शंकर जयकिशन ने इतना सारा काम करके रखा हुआ था. हमारे सामने लक्ष्मण प्यारेलाल थे, और उनसे पहले के और भी दिग्गज तो हमारे सामने ही थे ना. वो तो वो लोगों का जो प्रभाव था, और वो लोगों ने जो म्यूजिक फिटर्निटी को या हमारी पूरी आवाम को जो उन्होंने दिया था,
बेंचमार्क सेट कर दिया,
अब उसको पकड़ने की कोशिश में इतना अच्छा काम हुआ है. देखिए मैं टिप्स जरूर देना चाहता हूं. अब क्या है, देखिए हर चीज में बहुत ज्यादा परिवर्तन आ गया है.
बिल्कुल.
अब वो पहले की तरह रिकॉर्डिंग नहीं होती कि 100 म्यूजिशियन आए और उनका लाइफ बैलेंस हुआ। अब एक कमरे में एक आदमी अकेला करता है और वो भी बहुत अच्छा कर लेता है, करने वाले आप बिलीव करिए बहुत अच्छा करते हैं। तो मेरा ये कहना है कि एक तो काम में कोई चीज ऐसी नहीं छोड़ देनी चाहिए जो उनको लगे कि यार ये चल जाएगा, ऐसा कुछ फर्क नहीं पड़ता, ये कभी नहीं करना चाहिए। जब तक तुम्हें लगता है कि तुम्हारा गाना सही नहीं हुआ तो उस पर कोशिश करते रहो, और सामने वाले से कराने में तकलीफ ज्यादा जब होती है जब तुमने अपना होमवर्क नहीं किया होता। आपको अपना होमवर्क पता है, आपको पता है कि मुझे इस तरह से चाहिए और यही होगा, तो वो सामने वाला मान भी लेता है। तो वो पहले अपना होमवर्क करें, इतना ज्यादा करें। और सॉफ्टवेयर जो है, खास तौर पे सिंगर के लिए मैं बोलता हूँ, जैसे ऑटो ट्यून है, ये सारी चीजें आप जब यूज करें, जब आपको ट्यून में गाने की आदत पड़ जाए, आप उसी में डिपेंड होके अगर चलने लग जाएंगे तो फिर आपके अंदर सुधार आएगा ही नहीं। वो बहुत एक फाइन ट्यूनिंग के लिए आपने हल्का मुल्का यूज कर लिया कभी कभार कोई सर्टेन जगह में तो बात अलग है, लेकिन उसी पर डिपेंड कर देना, आपने आपकी कंसुरा गाना गा दिया आपने और फिर उसको ऑटो ट्यून में डाल दिया तो खींच खांच के तो कहीं ना कहीं तो करेक्ट आ जाएगा, लेकिन फिर उससे आप में वो एक बहुत साफ सुथरे और कामयाब सिंगर की क्षमता है वो कम होती जाएगी। ये मेरी एक सुझाव है। और दूसरा सुझाव ये है कि जिस तरह हम रोजाना खाना खाते हैं और टाइम से आगे पीछे थोड़ा खा लेते, उस तरह रियाज को, उस तरह म्यूजिक में टाइम देना बहुत जरूरी है। वो भी उसका भी आपको एक स्लॉट निकाल के ही रहना, क्योंकि ये ऐसा है, ये ऐसी विद्या है कि आप एक दिन छोड़ो तो ये आपको 20 दिन छोड़ देती है।
क्या बात, बिल्कुल।
तो इस पे बहुत बहुत आपका वो रुझान रहना चाहिए कि नहीं मुझे रियाज करना है, मुझे गाना है। अपनी डिक्शन सुधारिए। कंपोजर को तो ऐसा है कि वो पहले किसी ऐसे को आइडल बनाए अपना जिसने इतना अच्छा काम किया कि उसको पकड़ने की, उसको छूने की चक्कर में आप ऊपर चढ़ते हैं।
While the queens of our music industry, Shreya Ghoshal, Sunidhi Chauhan, graced this podcast in 2021.
Of course, I mean, kya kamal ka apne ye program, you know, banaya hai. It's so essential to celebrate music, musicians of our times. You can do so many things on digital media today.
Right.
And it's given, it's very easy to get good feedback today, no? Because
right.
Audiences also... you know, don't really sometimes have a great filter set to them. So, aapko appreciation bahut jaldi mil jayegi. Lekin problem ye hai ki appreciation kis cheez ke liye mil rahi hai, kis se mil rahi hai, wo bahut zaruri hai. Because it's very easy to access, upload your music, upload your stuff, which is not a bad thing, but that should not be the end goal. The goal should not be that. That is one of the processes of being an artist. So learn music. Don't disconnect from the art, which is the reason why you are whatever you are. So music ko sunna, seekhna, bahut zaruri hai. And seekhna, main ye nahi keh rahi hu ki aapko 6-6 ghante riyaz karna hai. It's probably not, you know, feasible for many students who are doing classes and this, that. They have, you know, career choices to make. They are probably working.
Right. Who knows?
You know, but at least listen to music, listen to good music. Please don't listen to, you know, what is given to you or fed to you in today's times. Because it's very marketing and commercially, you know, driven music today. Please listen to the greats. I have listened to Lata Ji, Asha Ji, Rafi Saab, Kishorda, and unko sun sun ke they are like my Bible and Bible. Gita, Quran, you know. From there, I have learned everything I feel the nuances of music.
Wow.
And I continue to. There's still so much to learn from Asha Ji's singing and Lata Ji's singing, you know.
Sunidhi Chauhan released her first indie single with us called Ye Ranjishen. And we had her for the second time on this podcast. This time talking about her lockdown life, motherhood and her getting passionately involved with independent music.
One mantra that nothing ever stays the same. Second mantra, believe in yourself. Third is do not forget where you came from. I think that's what I have always, I've never forgotten. I did get a lot of rejection. I I got to know a few nasty things from some music directors that, you know, you should pack your bags and go home. This kind of voice is not going to work. Stuff like, oh, you cannot sing Lag Ja Gale in the original pitch. Oh, then you cannot sing maybe. So you should go and learn. And I was like, okay, how singing in high pitch supposed to be, you know, a proof of a good singer and not otherwise? Because, you know, we've had singers like Reshma Ji, Parveen Sultana Ji, you know, people with different ranges, and Usha Uttab, and so many people. So I didn't feel low hearing that. I instead thought, okay, that's interesting. So why not I do what I do, but also start doing something in that direction, what they're talking about, because that'll be challenging. So that's how it helped me, because then I, you know, after many fast-paced songs, item songs, I started singing romantic songs like Meri Zindagi Mein Ajnabi Ka Intezaar Hai, Chameli, and Dekh Hona, and Fana, you know, Fana Ho Jao. So, and Kaisi Pahli, all different genres. So I would only say that I am thankful to those people who told me that, you know, this is not your alley, you should go back home. And then I tried something in there. Main usko low feel karne ke bajaye, I took it up as a challenge and I worked on it. So I think failures or rejections are only great, not just good, but great, because of course you need to be, you know, mentally and physically very strong. You know, some people just take it too seriously and they don't realize what they have. They depend on people's opinions. You should definitely not forget how you started, what all praises you got in the beginning, and what you are made of. And just one person standing there cannot make you feel otherwise. So, yeah.
But we can safely say that the magic word for the music industry, especially in the year gone by, was definitely indie. With this new surge of independent music, the lines have blurred, the creative field has expanded, so to speak. And hence, we had a great lineup of independent artists, some Bollywood singers and composers also talking about their indie releases. You loved our episodes featuring singers like Darshan Rawal, Shalmali Holgade, Sharvi Yadav, Payal Dev, Aastha Gill, Yasir Desai, Hriday Ghatani, Jyotika Tangri, and many more. Shalmali Holgade shared these words of wisdom and motivation in her episode.
First thing I would say, every opportunity is the biggest opportunity of your life. So seize every single opportunity that comes your way. There is no ye chota aur ye bada.
Correct.
Wow.
So that is the first thing that I have experienced in my life. Never to trivialize anything that you do. Whether it's singing for a new composer who's doing his first project, or it's singing for Pritam Da, it should always have the same amount of effort on your part. Two, I'd say, don't think this is the best you can do ever. Wherever you are in life right now, it's amazing that you got that far. So give yourself a pat on the back, but never draw the line. Don't draw boundaries around you. People will draw boundaries around you all the time. It's probably their job to do that. And it's probably your job to defy those boundaries. I have experienced this now. And I can say this with confidence that when someone tells you don't do something, it doesn't work, you probably should think twice about it, about wanting to do it, about wanting to prove to those people that it's not that it doesn't work. It just hasn't been given as much importance or a thought before. And you may have the power to be that change, to be that different. Three, versatility is overrated. Don't run behind being versatile. I think it is foolish to run behind being versatile. If you are versatile to begin with, you can hone that and, you know, make it your talking point. But if you're not going to be good at one thing, then there's no use not being good at several things. No. So, think about how versatile you really want to be. And dream big and have faith. That's the biggest thing. Like, that's the most important thing. And I was speaking to someone just today that what you really need first, even sometimes, even before your talent, is faith. You need faith in yourself. You need faith in what you have surrendered yourself to do. And if you can have that faith, you can make anyone believe anything about you if you have faith.
And it's so interesting to get this whole new, different perspective, a fresh and a practical approach, you know, understanding the mindset of today's generation and again, learn from them. Like Jyoti Katangri shared with us,
सबसे पहले तो यू गॉटा यू नो हैव दैट कॉन्फिडेंस ऑन योर स्किल्स सो फॉर दैट यू हैव टू पॉलिश इट टू दैट लेवल कि आपके आगे कुछ भी आए आप गाना गाने आ रहे हो आपको कोई भी गाना दिया जाए तो स्पेशली हाँ ठीक है एवरीवन हैज देयर ओन यू नो जोन तो उसमें भी एटलीस्ट आपको इतना ज्यादा अच्छा कर लो अपने आप को कि आप कॉन्फिडेंट हो जाओ कि मे कुछ भी आ जाए आप वो गा दोगे एकदम सो यू विल जस्ट नेल इट सो यू शुड हैव दैट थिंग और उससे बहुत ज्यादा फर्क पड़ता है अगर वो आपके अंदर आ गया ना तो बहुत बढ़िया हो जाता है And then secondly, I feel कि बहुत बहुत ज्यादा आपको you know you should be out there. आपको अपने जो भी अंदर talent है उसको अंदर नहीं रखना है. You just need to showcase. And you know आजकल जिस तरह से बहुत सारे platforms हैं तो पहले जब मैं आई थी you know 5-6 years back when I came to Mumbai, singer एक उसको ही माना जाता था जो playback कर रहा है.
Right.
Film में गाया. Because the independent scene was not like this. अभी जैसा हो गया. So I feel this is the best time for the aspiring singers. You should never wait for somebody's break. क्योंकि उसमें बहुत साल लगते हैं. I've seen so many people, you know, जो wait कर रहे हैं कि कोई हमको break दे देगा और फिर हम गाएंगे. नहीं. I think अगर आपको लगता है कि your music has that power, if you have that something that you feel जो आना चाहिए सामने, just put it out there. So these two things, though, you should always keep in mind. And अगर थोड़ा और ज़्यादा बताऊँ जो मैंने personally implement किया अपनी life में, तो वो ये है कि जब मैं मुंबई शिफ्ट हुई थी तो मैंने बहुत सारे स्क्रैचेस रिकॉर्ड करने शुरू किए
right.
और जब मैं गाना गा के आ जाती थी मैं उसमें अपना इतना दिल डाल देती थी ना आई यूज टू सिंग इट द वे कि ये मेरा ही गाना होने वाला है जबकि मुझे पता कि हो सकता बहुत ही कम चांसेस है कि मेरी आवाज में आएगा मोस्टली क्या होता था कि कोई और ही गाता था उस गाने को बट देन आई स्टिल यूज टू सिंग इट विद सो मच ऑफ हार्ट बिकॉज जो कंपोजर होता है वो अपना जब गाना बना रहा होता है वो उसको इसीलिए बना रहे कि वो उसको बहुत जगह पे सुनाएगा पिच करेगा यू नो सो वो प्रेजेंट किया जाएगा एंड दैट विल बी इन माय वॉइस सो मुझे बस वो मतलब होता था कि जहां पर भी मेरी आवाज कहीं कोई सुने तो उसके दिमाग में वो छाप छूए
इनफैक्ट सितार माइस्ट्रो Purbayan Chatterjee had something to say about indie music which was very amusing and interesting at the same time
so especially when we are talking about this space which is called the Indie or the independent space, huh? Isko ek fancy naam to diya gaya. Independent basically means, in our country, especially when you say independent, matlab wo ek jo tag de diya na ki matlab aap independent ho, matlab lavaris ho. Aap khud you are. It's almost like I don't want to use the word orphan, but it's almost like aap karo
apna on your own.
So
on your own.
So exactly. So I'm thankful to media. Persons like yourself or you know anybody who helps get the word out because these are and on a positive note I would love to say that these are great times for this kind of music and with Bilkul. Companies like Sophie Score coming because you know their motto is to shine a light on South Asian music and that's what we're trying to do with this album is we are trying to make our music shine in the world so wo media ke, you know there's a whole machinery and it has to go through that machinery to reach the proper people. So with this album also, mera final prarthana, prayer, jo bhi hai, khwahish yehi hai ki sahi logon tak pahunche. Bas baki achha lage unko, to wo apne aap wo leke usko aage chalenge. Bas itna hi hai.
Music composer Sachin Jigar had something very significant to contribute, not just about indie music, but regional music.
You know, think about it, that people work hard from every regions and then they finally converge here in Bombay to do Bollywood and me and Jigar actually are doing Bollywood and we are going backwards towards our roots and every time you know there has been a thought about doing something in Gujarati you know Jigar has always pushed me saying ke don't worry about the Hindi thing I'll handle it you see what you want whenever you need my help so you know it cannot have worked without this partnership between us but if I have to in general talk about the Gujarati media industry as such I think
just the pure aesthetic is still missing, you know. Like, if I have want to give one wala maune, I will have to wait for Lavani Bhavai for 2 years for one maker to come and make a story so well, write it, direct it, shoot it well, etc., etc. So somewhere we were feeling the need to bring about a revolution. It's not just about Sachin Jigar wanting to do good Gujarati songs. It's about bringing a wave in Gujarat about Gujarati and just feeling proud about Gujarati language.
Reviving that rich, yes.
Yeah, that whole nasha about your own language, you know, just wanting to be proud to go up on stage and sing a Gujarati song. And, you know, very recently I've learned that Abhay Trivedi is finally doing a Gujarati film. So I'm talking about that mahal. You know, I'm talking about that. B.N. Jigar, it's not just how many good Gujarati songs B.N. Jigar can give. It was never just that. It was about the language and about wanting to reinstill the faith in the Gujarati hearts, in the Gujarati audience, also in the youngsters to feel that this is my language and I will do whatever it takes for people to look at Gujarati music or in media in general with pride.
This year also saw Shilpa Rao, Jubin Nautiyal, Junita Gandhi and Tanishq Bagchi for the second time on the podcast, but this time it was exclusively about their indie music.
So it took us a while to get so much soul back in the music scene. So connect back with your soul, fall in love again, and lockdown must have taught us that we are all nothing, we are all one. And how we can fight together and be one. So, lots of love. Thank you for loving me always.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jubin. And lots of love to you too.
Hey guys, this is Jubin Nautiyal. And listen to my episode of Soundcast on all audio streaming platforms.
And that was Jubin Nautiyal on our episode number 85. While Haryanvi folk singer Renuka Panwar was a star in her episode, we had Swaroop Khan adding the colors of Rajasthan in his episode.
बिल्कुल ये गाना केसरिया वालम मैं आपको dedicate कर रहा हूँ because आप जब भी राजस्थान आओगे तो आपको ये गाना जरूर याद आना चाहिए कि स्वरूप ने मेरा Zoom calling welcome किया था. This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
प्यारी रा बलमा आवो नी जामोरा बलमा पधारो नी मारे देश.
We also got new age rappers like Kaam Bhari to Parry G sharing their unique journey in the hip hop world.
मैं एक चीज बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट बोलना चाहूंगा कि लोग बोलते हैं काम नहीं मिलता, ये नहीं होता, पार्शियलिटी होती है. होती होगी, अगर आप वो एनर्जी दे रहे हैं ना तो वो होगी. मैं बॉम्बे आया था, मेरी एनर्जी यही थी कि भाई मुझे काम करना है कुछ भी करके. मेरे को नहीं पता, मैंने आपको पता है एवा, मैंने सब ट्राई किया. इफ यू टॉक अबाउट 8 lines collaborations, 16 lines collaborations, जिंगल्स जो करते हैं वहां पे आके रैप में, और वो वाले ट्रैक्स जो इंग्लिश मूवीज में हिंदी में डब होते हैं, आपको मतलब वो जो एनिमेटेड मूवीज होती
है,
मैंने वो ट्रैक्स तक किए हैं. I was present every day, everywhere during my first and half year in Bombay because I wanted to know ki sab kya cheeze hai. Main bahut blank tha. I had no knowledge. I'll be very honest. Aur koi knowledge de nahi sakta. Aapko bas direction ya guidance de sakta. Knowledge aapko khud milti hai experience ke saath. Main har jagah pahuncha tha. Maine background raps kiye hain. Aapne jaise good news ki baat ki, wo background mein hai. Matlab wo music ke background mein hai. Maine Simran ke background mein rap kar diya. Main har jagah pahuncha hota tha aur main har jagah haan karta tha. I want to be there. I want to do this. Yes, please try. Ye wo wagaira. Good thing was ki they used to pay me also. It was not like a big amount, but इतना था कि मुंबई में survive हो जा रहा था, क्योंकि मुझे पता था कि मेरा जो मेरे को मेरे mind को पता था, मेरा जर्नी ये नहीं है, दिस इज जस्ट माई लर्निंग फेज, जर्नी तो अभी शुरू होना है, तो अगर मैं लर्निंग में इतना कुछ सीख जाऊंगा तो जर्नी में मैं ये सब ध्यान में रखूंगा, फिर मैं फिल्टर आउट कर सकता हूँ कहाँ मुझे क्या करना है, कौन से मुझे कलेबोरेशन करनी है, अगर मुझे 69 कलेबोरेशन करनी है तो कौन से सॉन्ग में करनी है, फुल ट्रैक क्या होता है, लाइक यू नो फुल ट्रैक अगर मुझे किसी प्रोड्यूसर से पूरा ट्रैक लेना है। एंड यहां तक सोचो कि अभी 3 साल में ऐसा हो गया कि मैंने एक प्रोडक्शन हाउस स्टार्ट कर दिया जिसमें हमारा फर्स्ट वीडियो बहुत हुआ सम्मान, एज अ वीडियो प्रोड्यूस हुआ है।
एब्सोल्युटली, व्हाट एन अचीवमेंट।
एवा ये सब घुस के ही तो समझ आता है ना, यू हैव टू बी देयर। तुम बातें करके नहीं कर सकते, मतलब यू कांट बी लाइक मैं बाहर आया हूँ स्टूडियो के, तुम पूछो यार स्टूडियो के अंदर क्या होता है, कोई कैसे, मैंने अगर वहां गाना प्रूफ कराना है तो कैसे होगा, कोई मेरे को कैसे, नो नो ब्रो, यू हैव टू बी देयर, यू डोंट हैव टू सी फॉर द रिजल्ट। जाओ, अच्छा लगेगा तो खुद होगा, नहीं लगेगा तो फिर कहीं और जाओ, और 10 अपने 10 रास्ते खोलो, एक के पीछे मत रिलाए रहो। एक बंदा किसी को मिल जाता है उसको लगता है यही इसको चढ़ाएगा, यही आगे ले जाएगा, नो, उसकी रिस्पेक्ट जरूर करो पर अपने 10 रास्ते बनाओ, 10 चीजें देखो। मैं जिंगल्स में भी गया, मैं एनिमेशन वीडियोज में भी गया, मैं डब्स पे भी गया, मैंने पीछे गोस्ट राइटिंग भी की है, मैंने सब किया है बिकॉज आई वॉन्टेड टू सर्वाइव एज वेल एज मैं अपना आर्ट भी दिखाना चाहता था। दैट इज द ट्रूथ। आपको भी लगी दिस इज द ट्रूथ ऑफ बॉम्बे, ये आपका माइंड खोल देता है, आपकी डायमेंशंस डायरेक्ट खोल देता है, आपको बता देता है कि भाई वेयर डू यू लाई, तुम्हारी औकात क्या है और किस तरीके से तुम्हें आगे बढ़ना है।
दैट वाज रैपर पैरी जी इन आवर एपिसोड नंबर 129। वी आल्सो स्पोक टू अ म्यूजिक सुपरवाइजर दिस ईयर टू अंडरस्टैंड द डायनामिक्स ऑफ द म्यूजिक इंडस्ट्री स्पेशली इन मूवीज एंड गली बॉय फेम अंकुर तिवारी वॉज जस्ट फैंटास्टिक इन हिज एपिसोड नंबर 110।
The director of the film, Zoya, she is a friend of mine. She usually, whenever she writes a script, she shares it with me just for feedback.
Right.
And she ended up doing this. It got this screenplay particularly really excited me because it had a world of music. It involved the protagonist was from a world that I was familiar with. So I had a bunch of pointers on the screenplay that I shared with her. She kind of maybe liked it. One of the pointers was that the music, because it's from the authentic music world, we should try and use the music by the people she's writing about. It was a very tough call for her, but probably a risk that paid off for her. And she asked me if I would help her seek these people and design the music for the film, design the palette for the film. I personally thought I'm just like helping her as a friend for a bit till I realized that she wanted a deeper commitment from my side to the script, and she offered me a working position in the film, which was of a supervisor. And my job was to kind of create the music palette for the film and identify which musician could make what part of the music, whether it's a song, whether it's a score, assembling the team together, and then assimilating it in the script and making sure that it kind of dissolves into the script without like kind of like screaming out like it's a song. Yeah. So it took us around like 1.5-2 years probably to get the whole thing together. But frankly, when I was entering it, I didn't realize that it's going to be so intense. And it just by accident, I found myself in a very important position in a film which was about music. Mainstream gets inspired by what's happening on the fringe, what's happening in the underground circles. They get those sounds, they use those sounds and then own it, and then a new sound comes and it happens again. Like, for example, what R.D. Burman ended up doing at that time was something similar, bringing in instruments which were almost kind of like taboo in the world of music, Indian music at that time. It must have been really hard for him to break through as well, especially because he was also working under the shadow of his father. Everyone kind of wanted him probably to make music like his father, but he dipped into the sound of the underground of music, world music that was happening around. Super. You know, African beats, African rhythms to Western arrangements to drums they were used probably most interestingly by him for the first time. Similarly, like it has happened a bunch of times, and I think we found ourselves in an interesting cusp of that change again. and I'm sure it'll happen again.
And just like every year, on this podcast, we brought you stories of lyricists who are probably the most important but least talked about in the entire scheme of things. It was such a privilege to have had the lyricist of some of our most favorite songs, Bombay, Rangila, Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam, Ma Tujhe Salam, and KK's iconic album Pal. Yes, on episode number 106, we had lyricist Mehboob.
जब मैं तन्हा तन्हा रिकॉर्ड किया तो आशा जी से मेरी पहली दफा मुलाकात हुई. आप सोचिए एक बार, पहली फिल्म, एआर रहमान, राम गोपाल वर्मा, आशा भोसले और मैं बिल्कुल एकदम जुमा जुमा 8 दिन भी नहीं हुए थे.
क्या बात.
तो मैं आशा जी के सामने, हाँ, और ये सडनली बोलते ना कि एक देन होगी मुझे, एंडोमेंट फ्रॉम माय लॉर्ड, यू नो, सब एक साथ आ गया. तो आशा जी जब तन्हा तन्हा गाने आई तो उन्होंने बहुत अखलाक से मिली, सीधी बातें, इतनी सीनियर है. मैंने कहा सर आप दीदी मैं तो बांद्रा में रहता हूँ. अच्छा आप वहाँ क्यों, मुझे लगा साउथ क्यों. बोला नहीं भाई ऐसा नहीं है. जब तन्हा तन्हा गाना उन्होंने गाया और तन्हा तन्हा गा के जब वो बाहर आई तो उन्होंने एक जुमला बोला मुझे. उन्होंने कहा कि महबूब भाई म्यूजिक जो होता है वो बदन होता है.
बराबर.
म्यूजिक बदन, सिंगर जबान होती है.
बिल्कुल.
और लिरिक्स रूह होती है,
सोल. क्या बात है.
तो इवा तब से मेरे जहन में एक बात, जब भी ये बातें उठी मैं सोचा सही बात है यार, रूह तो दिखती नहीं है पर रूह के बगैर जिंदगी भी नहीं है.
This year also gave us the opportunity to talk to some of the most globally renowned names in the Indian classical contemporary fusion music. Like Karsh Kale said,
classical music wouldn't sound the way it does if it wasn't for the vision of people like Shiv Kumar Sharma and Zakir Hussain and Ravi Shankar. And they heard something after they had learned the tradition, they heard something else. And so they went on that lifelong pursuit to find that sound. So it, just like that, myself and many other artists in my generation, we were introduced to a lot of new technology. So then we were, the boundaries we were stepping outside of was just the instrument. So meaning for me, it wasn't just about the tablas. It was about who can the tabla interact with and how can the tabla as a language speak to many other different languages. You know, so that's where the interaction between electronic music and rock music and so many different styles of music, because in fact, tabla, much more than any other percussion instrument, has an actual language. And just like hip hop can be spoken and can be performed in any country all over the world, I always felt like the tabla had that same potential.
Sitar maestro Purbayan Chatterjee added a whole new perspective and flavor to this podcast.
I started off being slightly resistive and thinking that, oh, this classical music, this tradition is such a great tradition. Why do I need to look outside this tradition? Isme sab kuch hai. Jo ki sahi hai, isme sab kuch hai. Lekin baki sab tradition mein bhi sab kuch hai. It's just a way of looking at things. As I said, दुनिया में सब बच्चे हंसते खेलते हैं, बट शायद इधर के बच्चे जिस तरीके से हंसते खेलते हैं और शायद स्वीडन के बच्चे जिस तरीके से हंसते खेलते हैं उसमें तो अलग कुछ, देयर विल बी सम डिफरेंस. एंड द होल थिंग इज टू ट्राई एंड अंडरस्टैंड ईच अदर. सो देयर केम अ पॉइंट इन माय लाइफ व्हेन आई वाज मेकिंग, यू नो, द म्यूजिक दैट आई वाज मेकिंग क्लासिकल म्यूजिक एंड आई वाज प्लेइंग, बट देन आई वाज एक्सपोज्ड टू अदर काइंड्स ऑफ म्यूजिक एंड आई फेल्ट that there were other things that could be explored. There was the concept of harmony. There was the concept of trying to learn something from other traditions. And I felt I was a little dissatisfied not knowing enough about Western harmony, for instance. So us waqt, I started trying to learn a little bit, and I realized at a certain point that it was necessary for me, personally speaking, to come out with something that would appeal to a larger diaspora of people. Where, you know, I wanted to come out with something that if somebody was sitting in, say, Russia, or somebody was sitting in Alaska, they would hear the music, or somebody was sitting in Japan, and they would say, Areva, you know, there's something that is reaching out to me. I'm, you know, if a song is called, say, Happiness, or a song is called Joie de Vivre, then there's something within that song which I can identify with.
And then on episode number 111, we had Grammy Award winner musician Ricky Cage.
I've always been an environmentalist all my life. And, you know, and a few years ago, I'd decided that, you know, that every piece of music that I create is going to be a reflection of what I believe. It's going to be an extension of my philosophies, my beliefs, my thoughts, and things that I feel strongly about. And since I feel strongly about the environment, that's why most of my music now reflects that. So I've been very fortunate to work with some amazing international organizations because I felt that my music needed to have the desired impact. Because if I'm talking right. about raising awareness on environmental issues, then I actually have to have the desired impact of of solving issues and changing mindsets. So I've always believed that with all the problems that we face on our planet, especially with climate change, with species extinction, with deforestation and things like that, the biggest threat to us is the constant thought we have that somebody else will make a difference. You know, we're waiting for governments to make a difference. We're waiting for intergovernmental bodies, for not-for-profits to make a difference. When Absolutely. The truth is that we ourselves need to change, and we need to change our own behavior. And I believe music can be that amazing catalyst to change mindsets, because you can emotionally speak to people through song and music. And that is why I've been fortunate to work with organizations like the United Nations to help them further their mission. So I take the narratives from the United Nations and the various organizations I'm an ambassador with. And then what I do is that I translate those ideas and those thoughts through the emotional language of music.
Overall, it was a colorful mix of artists from different backgrounds, discipline, and hence they brought in with them their set of experiences, learning, and perspective. The common message from everybody was hard work and self-belief. To learn and unlearn constantly, evolve as an artist by experimenting, imbibing. I would like to give my heartfelt thanks to each and every artist who has given this podcast their time, their love, and valuable life experiences that they have shared with us each time.
You are such a wonderful host, Eva. It's so Thank lovely you. To have a sweet a musical host to host the musicians on this soundcast. You. So good job 9XM Soundcast, keep it up, and I'm sure ki main aur bhi bahut baar aaungi is par, but you know, continue this good work, and I think this will be appreciated a lot by the fans who give and who are so music driven, so it lets an opportunity into the musicians' lives.
That's really huge. I want to congratulate you and the entire team of 9XM. This is great. And Eva Bhatt, especially you are amazing. You have such a charming face. And the questions you have, the way you talk to people is, they want to talk back. Wow. Otherwise, sometimes you don't want to talk your heart out. But with you, with your the way you are, your conduct is beautiful. So all the best and keep doing what you're doing.
It's always fun to talk to you, Eva.
आपसे बात करके मुझे लगता है बहुत सारी चीजें आई है बाहर जो इंजरी नहीं आती है पता नहीं क्या क्या मैंने बोला है. आई होप इट्स यूजफुल टू पीपल.
थैंक यू सो मच कि आपने मेरा इंटरव्यू लेना चाहा, बिकॉज़ आई एम बिग फैन ऑफ योर चैनल एंड ऑफ योर शो.
आई थिंक दिस इज द ओनली पॉडकास्ट व्हिच एक्चुअली गिव्स इंपॉर्टेंस टू फोक म्यूजिक. आई थिंक बिकॉज मैंने इतने सारे इंटरव्यूज किए, द काइंड ऑफ knowledge you have about big Gujarati music I think it's really commendable, and I would honestly say that this is one of my most favorite podcasts, and I'm a regular visitor on your channel.
I've been a fan of 9XM because it's the channel which I can go to and just listen to music, and so it's very I'm very very happy to be a part of this this podcast.
Aapke podcast maybe 100 people are listening, maybe 1 lakh people are listening, but wo 100 people jo sunenge na unko ye cheez pass on ho jayegi aur unke career ke liye aur unke knowledge ke liye ye bahut important hai. So I thank you guys for doing this interview and helping me take out my things and pass it on to so many people. God bless you and you keep it up.
So that was Tanishq Bagchi on our episode number 95. And I want to thank you, listener, once again for listening and loving this podcast. Let's continue the musical bond and the journey that we started together about 2 years ago. Wishing all the love, happiness, success and great health for all of you. Take care, stay healthy, keep supporting, subscribe to the podcast, follow it if listening on Spotify. In fact, rate and review both on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And do connect with us through our social media handles. On Instagram, it's at Eva Bhatt Podcast and at 9XM India. You can enjoy the video clips of this podcast on our social media handles, and the full video episodes are uploaded on the official YouTube channel of 9XM. Team 9XM Soundcast wishes all of you a very happy New Year.